News release. Mariposa Gymnastics. Marina Thomas, a standout gymnast from Mariposa Gymnastics and member of Team Ontario, has made her mark on the national stage, delivering an exceptional performance at the prestigious Simone Biles International Invitational in Houston, Texas, on January 31, 2025. Thomas, who is known for her dedication and exceptional talent, competed fiercely and emerged as one of the top performers at the prestigious competition. Her outstanding performances at the Simone Biles International Invitational include first place on floor with an amazing score of 9.475, first place on vault with a fantastic score of 9.850, second place on beam with a stellar score of 9.775, and her bars routine scored 8.825. Her all-around score of 37.925 earned her third place overall in the competition, solidifying her status as one of the top gymnasts at the event and in her level. Not only did Thomas excel individually, but she also played a pivotal role in helping Team Ontario secure first place in the team competition, showcasing the strength and talent of her entire squad. "We are beyond proud of Marina and all she's accomplished," said Brittany Dunn, Thomas's longtime head coach who traveled to Texas with Thomas. "Her dedication, focus, and hard work have truly paid off, and we're thrilled to see her represent Ontario on such a big stage." The Simone Biles International Invitational is one of the most prestigious gymnastics events in North America, bringing together the best gymnasts from across North America. Thomas's success at this event is a testament to her incredible dedication, skill, and relentless drive to succeed. "I'm so excited and thankful for this opportunity to have represented Ontario and competed with such amazing gymnasts at the Invitational," Thomas said. "I couldn't have done it without my coaches, teammates, and family cheering me on every step of the way." Since returning home to Ontario, Thomas now prepares to head off to another competition here in Ontario in February, before getting ready and heading back to the United States for another competition in March.